Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Vincent and the Grenadines, A Journey Through Time, Episode 4, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 13, The Role of the Diaspora. The journey of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is not confined to its shores. Beyond the azure waters of the Caribbean Sea lies another part of the nation's story, one carried in the hearts of its people who have ventured to distant lands in search of opportunity, stability, and prosperity. The Vincentian diaspora is a vital thread in the fabric of the nation's history, weaving together themes of migration, resilience, cultural preservation, and economic impact. This chapter explores the complexities and contributions of the Vincentian diaspora, illuminating their pivotal role in shaping the nation's past, present, and future. 1. The roots of migration. Early migration patterns. The movement of Vincentians abroad began in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, driven by economic hardship and limited opportunities at home. Many emigrants sought work in neighboring Caribbean islands, such as Trinidad, Barbados, and Guyana, where burgeoning industries and agricultural estates required labor. During this period, Vincentians also migrated to Central America, particularly Panama, to work on the construction of the Panama Canal. These early migrants often endured harsh working conditions, but sent remittances home, providing much-needed financial support to their families. Post-emancipation push factors. The abolition of slavery in 1834 created a period of significant upheaval for Vincentians, as many formerly enslaved individuals sought to escape the plantation economy. While some turned to peasant farming, others looked beyond the island's borders for opportunities. Migration became a survival strategy for families seeking to escape systemic poverty and economic exploitation. 2. The wave of migration to Europe and North America. The Windrush Generation. In the aftermath of World War II, Britain faced a labor shortage and actively encouraged immigration from its colonies. Vincentians, like many other Caribbean nationals, answered the call, forming part of the Windrush Generation that traveled to the United Kingdom beginning in 1948. They worked in industries such as transportation, healthcare, and construction, helping to rebuild the British economy while laying the foundation for vibrant Caribbean communities in cities like London, Birmingham, and Manchester. Migration to the United States and Canada. The 1960s and 1970s saw significant migration from St. Vincent to North America. In the United States, Vincentians settled in cities like New York, Boston, and Miami, where they found employment in healthcare, hospitality, and other service industries. In Canada, they established communities in Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver, contributing to the nation's multicultural identity. These migrants faced numerous challenges, including racism, discrimination, and cultural adjustment. Despite this, they formed tight-knit communities that provided support, preserved cultural traditions, and maintained connections with their homeland. 3. The economic impact of the diaspora. Remittances as a lifeline. One of the most significant contributions of the Vincentian diaspora has been the steady flow of remittances back to the island. These financial transfers have provided a lifeline for many families, funding education, healthcare, and small businesses. Remittances have also bolstered the national economy, representing a substantial portion of the country's GDP. Investment in local development. Diaspora members have played an active role in investing in infrastructure and development projects in St. Vincent. Through philanthropic efforts and business ventures, they have supported the construction of schools, community centers, and healthcare facilities, contributing to the island's progress. 4. Cultural preservation and promotion. The role of diaspora communities. Diaspora communities have served as cultural ambassadors, preserving Vincentian traditions and sharing them with the world. Festivals, music, and cuisine have been central to their efforts, with events such as Vinci Moss celebrations abroad drawing large crowds and fostering a sense of national pride. The influence of music and art. Vincentian artists, musicians, and writers in the diaspora have made significant contributions to the global cultural landscape. From calypso and soca performers to visual artists and poets, these individuals have used their talents to showcase the beauty and complexity of Vincentian identity. 5. Challenges of the diaspora experience. Cultural identity and belonging. For many Vincentians abroad, the question of identity is complex. They navigate dual identities, balancing their heritage with the cultural norms of their adopted countries. This can be both enriching and challenging, particularly for second and third generation diaspora members who may feel disconnected from their roots. Discrimination and marginalization. Vincentians, like other Caribbean immigrants, have faced systemic racism and discrimination in their host countries. These challenges have often necessitated resilience and solidarity within diaspora communities as they work to overcome barriers and achieve success. 6. Political and advocacy efforts. Representation in host countries. Over time, Vincentians in the diaspora have gained representation in political and civic organizations in their host countries. They have used these platforms to advocate for immigrant rights, social justice, and policies that benefit Caribbean communities. Engagement with homeland politics. The diaspora has also played a role in Vincentian politics, influencing elections, public policy, and national discourse. Politicians often engage with diaspora communities during election campaigns, recognizing their importance as stakeholders in the nation's future. 7. Diaspora youth, bridging the gap, maintaining connections. Youth programs and cultural initiatives have been instrumental in helping diaspora youth maintain connections with their Vincentian heritage. Summer camps, exchange programs, and cultural festivals allow younger generations to learn about their roots and develop a sense of pride in their identity. Youth as innovators. Diaspora youth have emerged as innovators, using technology and social media to bridge the gap between Vincentians at home and abroad. Platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok have become spaces for sharing stories, promoting culture, and fostering connections across borders. 8. The diaspora's role in disaster recovery. Aid and support. The Vincentian diaspora has been a critical source of support during natural disasters, such as the 2021 eruption of La Soufrière. Diaspora communities mobilized quickly, organizing fundraising drives, collecting supplies, and providing emotional support to those affected. Their efforts demonstrated the enduring bonds between Vincentians at home and abroad. Long-term recovery. In addition to immediate relief efforts, the diaspora has contributed to long-term recovery initiatives. From rebuilding infrastructure to supporting mental health programs, their involvement has been crucial in helping the nation recover and rebuild. 9. The future of the diaspora. Strengthening connections. As St. Vincent and the Grenadines continues to develop, strengthening connections with the diaspora will be essential. Initiatives such as dual citizenship, diaspora investment programs, and cultural exchanges can help bridge the gap and foster greater collaboration. A vision for the future. The Vincentian diaspora remains a vital part of the nation's story. By leveraging their skills, resources, and networks, diaspora members can continue to contribute to the development of St. Vincent while preserving and celebrating their unique heritage. Conclusion: A Nation Beyond Borders. The Vincentian diaspora is more than just a collection of communities scattered across the globe. It is an extension of the nation itself. Through their resilience, contributions, and unwavering connection to their homeland, Vincentians abroad have played a vital role in shaping the story of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Their journey is a testament to the power of community, culture, and identity, reminding us that a nation's strength lies not only within its borders, but also in the hearts of its people, wherever they may be. Chapter 14: Tourism and the Modern Economy. The turquoise waters of the Grenadines sparkle under the Caribbean sun, inviting travelers from around the world to experience the natural beauty, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Yet, behind the postcard-perfect imagery lies a complex story of an island nation's efforts to leverage tourism as a cornerstone of its modern economy. Balancing economic growth with environmental sustainability and cultural preservation, St. Vincent's journey into the global tourism industry reveals both triumphs and challenges. This chapter delves deep into the evolution of tourism and its role in shaping the nation's economy and identity. 1. The early beginnings of tourism. Post-colonial economic transition. After gaining independence in 1979, St. Vincent and the Grenadines faced the pressing challenge of diversifying its economy. Agriculture, particularly banana production, had long been the primary economic driver, but declining global demand and competition highlighted the need for alternative revenue streams. Tourism emerged as a promising sector, given the nation's natural beauty and strategic location in the Eastern Caribbean, building the foundations. In the 1980s, the government began investing in tourism infrastructure, recognizing the sector's potential to attract foreign currency and create jobs. Early efforts focused on improving accessibility to the island, developing hotels and guesthouses, and promoting St. Vincent as a destination for ecotourism and sailing enthusiasts. 2. The rise of the Grenadines as a tourism magnet. Pristine beauty and exclusive appeal. The Grenadines, a chain of 32 islands and cays, quickly became the crown jewel of the nation's tourism sector. Islands like Bekwi, Mustique, and Kanuan gained international attention for their unspoiled beaches, crystal-clear waters, and vibrant marine life. Mustique, in particular, became a playground for the wealthy and famous, attracting celebrities, royalty, and billionaires to its private villas and luxury resorts. Marine tourism and yachting. The Grenadines also established themselves as a premier destination for yachting and marine tourism. Charter companies offered sailing adventures through the turquoise waters, while divers and snorkelers were drawn to the region's coral reefs and underwater wonders. The Tobago Cays Marine Park, with its protected coral reefs and abundant sea life, became a focal point for ecotourism. 3. Major investments in infrastructure. The Argyle International Airport. A significant milestone in St. Vincent's tourism development was the opening of the Argyle International Airport in 2017. This long-awaited project, which took over a decade to complete, allowed for direct flights from major international markets, including the United States, Canada, and Europe. The airport's completion marked a turning point, positioning St. Vincent as a more accessible destination for global travelers. Roads, ports, and hospitality. In addition to the airport, the government invested in upgrading roads, expanding seaports, and modernizing hospitality facilities. New hotels, resorts, and eco-lodges were constructed to cater to a growing number of tourists. These developments aimed to create a seamless experience for visitors while boosting local employment. 4. The economic impact of tourism. Employment and revenue generation. Tourism quickly became one of the largest contributors to the national economy, creating jobs in hotels, restaurants, transportation, and tour services. Small businesses, including craft vendors, tour operators, and taxi drivers, also benefited from the influx of visitors. Diversification of revenue streams. The growth of tourism diversified St. Vincent's economic base, reducing its reliance on agriculture. In addition to traditional leisure tourism, niche markets such as ecotourism, adventure tourism, and cultural tourism began to emerge, attracting diverse groups of travelers. Challenges of economic dependence. While tourism brought significant economic benefits, it also created vulnerabilities. Seasonal fluctuations, global economic downturns, and external shocks, such as the COVID-19 pandemic, highlighted the risks of over-reliance on tourism as a primary economic driver. 5. Cultural tourism and heritage preservation. Showcasing Vincentian culture. Cultural tourism emerged as an important aspect of the nation's tourism strategy. Festivals such as Vinci Mas, Nine Mornings, and Breadfruit Festival offered visitors a chance to experience the island's rich traditions, music, and cuisine. These events not only boosted tourism revenues, but also fostered a sense of pride among Vincentians. Preserving heritage. Efforts to promote cultural tourism were accompanied by initiatives to preserve the island's historical sites and artifacts. Fort Charlotte, an 18th-century British fort overlooking Kingstown, became a popular tourist attraction, offering insights into the island's colonial past. Similarly, efforts were made to protect and promote Garifuna heritage, celebrating the unique history and culture of the island's indigenous people. 6. Ecotourism and sustainability. Protecting the environment. As an island nation, St. Vincent and the Grenadines faces unique environmental challenges, including coastal erosion, habitat degradation, and the impacts of climate change. Ecotourism offered a way to attract visitors while promoting conservation and sustainable development. The Tobago Cays Marine Park became a model for ecotourism, with strict regulations to protect coral reefs and marine life. Visitors could snorkel, dive, and kayak in this pristine environment, generating revenue that was reinvested in conservation efforts. Community-based tourism. Community-based tourism initiatives empowered local residents to participate in the tourism industry while preserving their way of life. Villages offered homestays, cultural workshops, and guided tours, allowing visitors to experience Vicentian life firsthand while supporting local economies. 7. Challenges and controversies in tourism development. Balancing growth with sustainability. The rapid growth of tourism raised concerns about its environmental and social impact. Overdevelopment in certain areas, particularly in the Grenadines, threatened fragile ecosystems and local communities. Balancing economic growth with sustainability became a key challenge for policymakers. Inequalities in tourism benefits. Critics argued that the benefits of tourism were not evenly distributed, with wealthier areas and larger businesses reaping the majority of the rewards. Small operators and rural communities often struggled to compete, highlighting the need for more inclusive policies. Cultural commodification. While cultural tourism celebrated Vicentian traditions, it also raised questions about the commodification of culture. Some feared that the focus on attracting tourists could dilute or distort authentic cultural practices, turning them into spectacles for commercial gain. 8. The impact of global events. The COVID-19 pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic brought the global tourism industry to a standstill, dealing a severe blow to St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Borders were closed, flights were canceled, and local businesses faced unprecedented losses. The crisis underscored the vulnerabilities of relying on tourism and the importance of building a more resilient economy. Recovery efforts. In the aftermath of the pandemic, the government and private sector worked to rebuild the tourism industry. Initiatives included marketing campaigns to attract visitors, incentives for local businesses, and investments in health and safety protocols to reassure travelers. 9. The future of tourism in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Emerging trends. As the global tourism industry evolves, St. Vincent and the Grenadines is exploring new opportunities to attract visitors. Wellness tourism, digital nomad programs, and adventure tourism are among the emerging trends that hold promise for the future. Sustainable development goals. The nation's tourism strategy aligns with Global Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, focusing on protecting natural resources, promoting social equity, and ensuring long-term economic viability. By adopting a holistic approach, St. Vincent aims to position itself as a leader in sustainable tourism, empowering local communities. Efforts to empower local communities remain central to the nation's tourism strategy. Training programs, microfinance initiatives, and partnerships with grassroots organizations aim to ensure that the benefits of tourism are shared widely and equitably. Conclusion: a destination with a vision. Tourism has transformed St. Vincent and the Grenadines, providing new opportunities and challenges for its people. While the journey has not been without difficulties, the nation has demonstrated a commitment to preserving its natural beauty, cultural heritage, and community spirit. As St. Vincent looks to the future, it does so with a vision of becoming not just a destination, but an example of how tourism can coexist with sustainability and inclusivity. The story of tourism in St. Vincent is a testament to the island's resilience, creativity, and enduring allure. Chapter 15: Education and Nation Building. Education is the backbone of any nation's development, and for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, it has been a cornerstone of progress since independence. From colonial-era schools serving the elite to modern institutions aiming for inclusivity, the evolution of education on this island nation tells a compelling story of struggle, reform, and aspiration. This chapter explores the profound impact of education on nation-building, analyzing the challenges faced, milestones achieved, and the role of education in shaping the Vicentian identity and future. 1. The historical foundations of education. Colonial beginnings. Education during the colonial period in St. Vincent was primarily a tool of control and social stratification. Schools were established by religious missions, such as the Anglican Church, to provide basic education to the children of the planter elite. These schools emphasized discipline, Christian doctrine, and loyalty to the British Crown, leaving little room for critical thinking or self-expression. For the majority of Vincentians, especially those of African or indigenous descent, education was inaccessible. The enslaved and later the peasant class were largely excluded from formal schooling, perpetuating cycles of poverty and inequality. Post-emancipation access. After emancipation in 1834, mission schools began offering limited education to freedmen's children. However, resources were scarce, and schools were often overcrowded and underfunded. Teachers, many of whom were minimally trained, struggled to provide quality instruction. Despite these challenges, education became a symbol of hope and upward mobility for Vincentian families. 2. The role of missionary schools. The influence of religious organizations. Religious missions played a central role in expanding access to education in the 19th and early 20th centuries. The Anglican, Catholic, and Methodist churches established schools across the island, offering basic literacy and numeracy alongside religious instruction. These schools were instrumental in spreading education to rural areas, though their reach was limited by funding and infrastructure. Limitations and criticisms. While missionary schools expanded access to education, they were not without criticism. The curriculum was heavily Eurocentric, focusing on British history and culture while neglecting local heritage and the lived experiences of Vincentians. Additionally, the reliance on rote memorization and authoritarian teaching methods stifled creativity and critical thinking. 3. Education in the post-independence era. Reforming the system. Independence in 1979 marked a turning point for education in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The newly formed government prioritized education as a means of empowering its citizens and fostering national development. Significant reforms were introduced to expand access, improve quality, and align education with the nation's goals. Primary and secondary education. Universal access to primary education became a key objective, with efforts to build more schools in rural areas and reduce overcrowding in urban centers. The government also introduced free primary education, ensuring that every child had the opportunity to attend school regardless of their family's financial situation. Secondary education, once a privilege reserved for the elite, was gradually expanded to accommodate a larger portion of the population. Scholarships and financial aid programs were established to support students from low-income families. Curriculum development. The post-independence era saw significant changes in the curriculum, with an emphasis on incorporating Vincentian history, culture, and environmental awareness. Programs in technical and vocational education were introduced to equip students with practical skills for the workforce, addressing the nation's economic needs. 4. Higher education and opportunities for advanced learning. The birth of local institutions. One of the major milestones in education was the establishment of local tertiary institutions, such as the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Community College, SVGCC. These institutions provided Vincentians with affordable access to higher education, reducing the need to study abroad and fostering a sense of national pride. SVGCC offered programs in fields like business, healthcare, and teacher training, preparing students for careers that directly contributed to the nation's development. Collaboration with regional and international institutions. St. Vincent also partnered with regional institutions like the University of the West Indies, UWI, to provide access to advanced degrees and specialized training. Scholarships and exchange programs allowed Vincentian students to study in Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, and beyond, broadening their horizons and bringing new expertise back to the island. 5. Challenges in education. Resource constraints. Despite significant progress, the education system faced numerous challenges, particularly in terms of funding and infrastructure. Many schools, especially in rural areas, lacked basic amenities such as electricity, running water, and adequate teaching materials. Teachers were often underpaid and overworked, leading to high turnover rates and inconsistent quality of instruction. Inequality in access. While education was technically free, hidden costs such as uniforms, textbooks, and transportation created barriers for low-income families. Rural students faced additional challenges, including long commutes to school and limited access to extracurricular opportunities. Youth unemployment and skill mismatches. As the economy shifted away from agriculture toward tourism and service industries, the education system struggled to keep pace. Many graduates found themselves ill-prepared for the demands of the modern workforce, leading to high rates of youth unemployment and underemployment. 6. The role of teachers and community involvement. Teachers as nation builders. Teachers have been at the heart of Vincentian education, serving not only as educators but also as mentors, role models, and community leaders. Their dedication has been instrumental in shaping the nation's future, often under challenging circumstances. Parent-teacher partnerships. Community involvement has played a critical role in supporting education. Parent-teacher associations, PTAs, have provided a platform for collaboration, fundraising, and advocacy, ensuring that schools have the resources and support they need to thrive. 7. Education and social mobility. Breaking the cycle of poverty. For many Vincentians, education has been the key to breaking the cycle of poverty and achieving upward mobility. Scholarships, mentorship programs, and vocational training have opened doors for countless individuals, enabling them to pursue careers and improve their quality of life. Empowering women. Education has also been a powerful tool for empowering women in St. Vincent. Increased access to schooling and higher education has allowed women to take on leadership roles in business, politics, and society, challenging traditional gender norms and driving progress. 8. Education and national identity. Celebrating Vincentian heritage. The incorporation of Vincentian history, culture, and values into the curriculum has helped foster a sense of national identity and pride among students. Events such as Independence Day celebrations and cultural festivals provide opportunities for schools to showcase their creativity and connection to the nation's heritage. Preserving Indigenous knowledge. Efforts to include Garifuna and Kalinago heritage in the education system have highlighted the importance of preserving Indigenous knowledge and traditions. These initiatives have strengthened cultural ties and promoted greater understanding of the island's diverse history. 9. The future of education in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Embracing technology. As the world becomes increasingly digital, integrating technology into education has become a priority. Initiatives such as providing laptops to students, developing online learning platforms, and training teachers in digital tools are helping to bridge the digital divide and prepare students for the global economy. Sustainability and climate education. Given the island's vulnerability to climate change, education on sustainability and environmental stewardship has taken on greater importance. Programs in renewable energy, conservation, and disaster preparedness are equipping students with the knowledge and skills to protect their nation's future. Lifelong learning. Recognizing that education does not end with formal schooling, St. Vincent has embraced the concept of lifelong learning. Adult education programs, community workshops, and online courses provide opportunities for Vincentians of all ages to continue learning and adapting to a changing world. Conclusion: Building a Nation Through Education. Education has been the cornerstone of nation building in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, shaping the lives of individuals and the destiny of the nation. From the struggles of the colonial era to the triumphs of independence, the journey of education reflects the resilience, creativity, and determination of the Vincentian people. As the nation looks to the future, education remains a powerful tool for empowerment, innovation, and progress, a testament to the enduring belief that knowledge is the foundation of a brighter tomorrow. Chapter 16: Governance and Democracy in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Since its independence in 1979, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has navigated the complexities of governance and democracy as a small island nation in a globalized world. Balancing the aspirations of its people with the realities of limited resources and external influences, the nation has evolved into a parliamentary democracy rooted in its colonial past while striving to adapt to modern challenges. This chapter explores the intricate journey of governance and democracy in St. Vincent, delving into its political evolution, the role of civil society, the challenges of governance, and the vision for its future. 1. The Roots of Governance, Colonial Legacy. The Colonial Administrative Structure. Under British colonial rule, St. Vincent was governed through a system designed to serve the interests of the empire. The Legislative Council, dominated by planters and colonial administrators, made decisions that prioritized the plantation economy over the welfare of the majority population. Ordinary Vincentians had little to no voice in the political process. Colonial governance was characterized by a rigid hierarchy, with the governor wielding significant power as the representative of the crown. Laws and policies were imposed with minimal consultation, often exacerbating social and economic inequalities. The impact of colonial rule on post-independence governance. The structures and practices of colonial rule left a lasting imprint on the political landscape of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Upon gaining independence, the nation inherited a Westminster-style parliamentary system, which provided the framework for its democratic institutions. However, the challenge of adapting these institutions to reflect local realities and values was a significant undertaking. 2. The road to independence and democratic foundations. The fight for self-governance. The journey toward independence was marked by political activism, labor movements, and the rise of local leadership. Key figures such as George Charles, Ebenezer Theodore Joshua, and Milton Cato played pivotal roles in advocating for self-determination and greater autonomy. The introduction of universal suffrage in 1951 was a turning point, empowering Vincentians to participate in the democratic process and laying the foundation for a representative government. The subsequent attainment of associated statehood in 1969 further expanded local control, culminating in full independence a decade later. The 1979 Constitution. St. Vincent's Constitution, adopted upon independence, established the nation as a parliamentary democracy within the Commonwealth. It outlined the separation of powers between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches, enshrined fundamental rights and freedoms, and provided for regular elections to ensure accountability and representation. 3. Political evolution and party dynamics. The rise of political parties. Since independence, the political landscape of St. Vincent and the Grenadines has been dominated by two major parties: the St. Vincent Labour Party, SVLP, and the New Democratic Party, NDP. These parties have alternated in power, reflecting the nation's vibrant democratic traditions. The SVLP, led by figures like Milton Cato, focused on social welfare, education, and infrastructure development. The NDP, under leaders such as James Mitchell, emphasized economic liberalization, private sector growth, and regional integration. The rivalry between these parties has shaped the nation's political discourse and policy priorities. Emerging political movements. In recent decades, smaller parties and independent candidates have sought to challenge the dominance of the SVLP and NDP. While their impact has been limited, they have introduced new perspectives and highlighted issues such as environmental conservation, youth engagement, and governance reform. 4. Governance in practice. The role of the executive. The executive branch, led by the Prime Minister and the Cabinet, is responsible for implementing policies and managing the day-to-day affairs of government. The Prime Minister, as the head of government, wields significant influence, often setting the tone for national priorities and international relations. Parliament and legislative function. The unicameral House of Assembly serves as the legislative body, comprising elected representatives and appointed senators. Parliament debates and enacts laws, approves budgets, and provides oversight of the executive. While debates can be contentious, the parliamentary process reflects the nation's commitment to democratic governance. The judiciary. An independent judiciary, anchored by the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court, ensures the rule of law and protects citizens' rights. The judiciary has played a vital role in resolving electoral disputes, interpreting constitutional provisions, and upholding justice. 5. Civil society and public participation. The role of civil society organizations. Civil society organizations, CSOs, have been instrumental in advocating for social justice, environmental protection, and human rights. Groups focusing on women's empowerment, youth development, and community health have contributed to policy discussions and grassroots initiatives. Media and freedom of expression. A vibrant media landscape, including radio, newspapers, and online platforms, has facilitated public discourse and accountability. Journalists and broadcasters have played a critical role in exposing corruption, amplifying marginalized voices, and informing citizens about national and international issues. Citizen engagement. Public participation in governance extends beyond elections. Town hall meetings, public consultations, and petitions provide citizens with opportunities to influence decision-making. However, challenges such as political polarization and limited civic education sometimes hinder meaningful engagement. 6. Challenges in governance and democracy. Political polarization. The intense rivalry between major political parties has occasionally led to polarization, undermining efforts at bipartisan cooperation. Partisan divisions have spilled over into communities, workplaces, and even families, creating social tensions. Corruption and transparency. Allegations of corruption and mismanagement have periodically surfaced, eroding public trust in government institutions. Strengthening transparency, accountability, and anti-corruption measures remains a critical priority. Economic constraints. Limited financial resources and economic dependency on external aid and remittances pose significant challenges to governance. Balancing fiscal responsibility with the need for social investments requires careful planning and innovation. 7. Regional and international relations. CARICOM and OECS. As a member of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has actively participated in regional initiatives aimed at fostering economic integration, security cooperation, and climate resilience. Diplomatic engagements. St. Vincent has established diplomatic relationships with countries across the globe, leveraging its status as a small island state to advocate for issues such as climate change, sustainable development, and debt relief. Its election to the United Nations Security Council in 2020 was a milestone, reflecting its growing influence on the international stage. 8. Vision for the future. Strengthening democratic institutions. Building on its democratic traditions, St. Vincent aims to further strengthen institutions such as the Electoral Office, Anti-Corruption Commission, and Ombudsman's Office. Ensuring the independence and efficiency of these bodies is key to enhancing governance and public trust. Empowering youth and marginalized groups. Empowering youth, women, and marginalized groups to participate in governance is essential for creating an inclusive democracy. Programs focusing on leadership training, civic education, and economic empowerment can foster a new generation of leaders and advocates. Adapting to global challenges. As the world grapples with challenges such as climate change, technological transformation, and shifting geopolitical dynamics, St. Vincent must adapt its governance strategies to remain resilient and competitive. Investing in education, innovation, and sustainable development will be crucial. Conclusion: A democratic journey. The story of governance and democracy in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is one of evolution, resilience, and aspiration. From its colonial beginnings to its emergence as a vibrant democracy, the nation has faced challenges with determination and ingenuity. While the journey is far from complete, the commitment of its people to the principles of freedom, justice, and equality remains steadfast. In navigating the complexities of the modern world, St. Vincent continues to serve as a testament to the power of democracy in shaping a nation's destiny.